It's nearly 11:30 a.m. Time for Talking Animals on 88.5 FM, WMNF Tampa. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, kicking off the show as usual with an animal tune. This is local band The Candy Bars with You Are Always a Horse here on WMNF. This is Tampa's own The Candy Bars with an animal song of sorts called You're Always a Horse as we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF Tampa, streaming live via the station's fabulous gleaming new website, WMNF.org. Happy Valentine's Day to all critters, human and otherwise. My name's Duncan Strauss and I'll be here till noon today with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. Indeed, the show primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your phone calls and emails, from assorted other sources, but we're also quite interested in celebrating animals through music, comedy, and other means. We've always aimed for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean if you care to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Indeed, the website offers archives of all our past shows, including our initial programs on WMNF, which have featured an array of illustrious figures from the animal world, or notable folks from other fields who have a legitimate tie to animal welfare. Today's edition very much extends the show's tradition of speaking with fascinating folks from all walks of animal life. With the conversation we'll have momentarily with our guest Monty Roberts, an internationally renowned horse expert who pioneered the gentle, non-abusive equine training technique known as Joina. He's the author of several best-selling books, including The Man Who Listens to Horses, and in recent years he's adapted some of the key concepts of Joina to help underprivileged and academically underperforming kids excel in school. We'll find out more about this and a number of other topics when Monty Roberts joins us on Talking Animals in a moment from England, no less. We'll also welcome your questions and comments for him, at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. And later in the show, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets to see Lindsay Buckingham at Ruth Eckert Hall March 7th as our prize for Name That Animal Tune. Right now, though, I want to hit a couple of quick animal-related news or announcements, one of which is that Tom Soames, who's the founder of Pet Tech Institute in California, and that's the first national training center dedicated to teaching first aid and CPR and care for pets, will be giving a class this Saturday, February 17th. And those things are really, really helpful and valuable if our cat runs in or dog runs into some poison or falls or injures himself somehow or herself. These are the kind of things that are really, really helpful, and you don't know that until you need them. So if you'd like more information about the class, call 813-363-1411. That's 813-363-1411. Or email securehomesolutions@verizon.net. And otherwise, one other quick thing we want to hit, again, since it's Valentine's Day today, there's a very vegan Valentine's party, a celebration of love and chocolate, no less, this Saturday, February 17th. And bring your most luscious, decadent vegan appetizer, dish, or dessert to share. No animal ingredients, of course. Singles, couples, and non-vegetarians are welcome. And you can just email newtampavegans@gmail.com or call 813-476-6436 for more information. That's 813-476-6436 for more information. All right, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is a snippet of a piece not unrelated to our guest today, Monty Robert. It's called Horses from Jerry Seinfeld on today's Comedy Corner here on WMNF.
When you're on the road, which I am not now, you have to do whatever anybody suggests to do for that day, because you got to do something. A couple weeks ago, we were in Pittsburgh. We went to the track, bet on the horses. This is idiotic. I think it's fun, but I never would think for a second that I could figure out what horse is going to win. I don't even think the horses know that they're racing. Do they? I mean, are they walking back to the stable afterwards going, I was third, I was fifth, I was ninth. You cut me off, watch that. I'll kick your ass next time. I think more likely they're thinking, oat bag, I get my oat bag now. Oat bag time for me. I mean, I'm sure the horses have some idea that the jockey is in a hurry. I mean, he's on him, he's urging him, he's hitting him, come on, come on, you know. So this is important that I get somewhere for this guy quick, but they must get to the end and go, we were just here, what was the point of that? This is where we were. That was the longest possible route you could take to get where you wanted to be. Why don't we just stay here? We would have been first. I'll tell you one thing the horses definitely do not know. They do not know if you should accidentally trip and break your leg at any point during the race, we're going to blow your brains out. I think they're missing that little tidbit of information. If they knew that, you'd see some mighty careful stepping coming down that home stretch. Easy, fellas, easy. You win, I'll place, whatever it is. All the same oat bag, fellas. The important thing is your health.
All right, that was a snippet of a long piece called Horses by Jerry Seinfeld, taken from his album, I'm Telling You for the Last Time. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals on 88.5 FM, WMNF. The station website is WMNF.org. The show website is TalkingAnimals.net, where all our past programs are archived. There are pieces written about us, pieces we've written, and more, including a calendar of pet events taking place in and around Tampa, and a place to sign up for our email list so we can keep you posted on forthcoming guests and remind you when the next show will air right here on WMNF. So that's TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to welcome today's guest, Monty Roberts. So let me quickly outline a few important details about him. As I touched on a few moments ago, he's an internationally renowned horse expert who pioneered the gentle, non-abusive equine training technique known as join-up. He's the author of several best-selling books, including The Man Who Listens to Horses. And in recent years, he's adapted some of the key concepts of join-up to help underprivileged and academically underperforming kids excel in school, and found a broad array of other non-equine applications for it, from the corporate world to government agencies to medical clinics, including autistic children. Roberts is not without his detractors, but even his harshest critics acknowledge he revolutionized the world of horse training. So with a quick reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org, let's welcome Monty Roberts, the Talking Antelope. Welcome, Monty. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks.
And I have to apologize up front for this voice that you hear because I'm fighting a cold virus over here in England, and you may have to endure the odd cough.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you're not feeling any better, but we will we'll get through the best we can, and I know that there's probably going to be folks that want to call in and listen to you, so they'll at least do some of the talking, and I'll do some of the talking, but hopefully you'll do a good share of it, including, I guess we almost have to start with the obvious question, which is, what exactly is JoinUp?
Oh, JoinUp is just a title for that time when the horse chooses to be with you instead of away from you. And the entire thesis of my work is that horses have a choice and that we become partners with the horses rather than demand and cause them to be our slaves. But before we go any further, I have to say a happy Valentine's Day to three special ladies. I have two daughters out there on the West Coast and my wife of 51 years almost. And it's Valentine's Day, and that's a time for the ladies to hear that.
For sure. Well done. Yes. Okay. So how specifically does the act of JoinUp, maybe you could just walk us through briefly the process of first training a horse using JoinUp?
Well, yeah, the process is that I have tapped into an already established natural language of horses, which is a language of gestures and not of sound. And this language of gestures can be translated by our bodies into their language because we resemble in anatomical ways the cats and the grizzly bears and animals like that, which the horses have come to know the language of as well as they know their own. And so when your fingers are open, when your palm is showing, they will respond in one way. When you drop your eyes and relax yourself and put your shoulders on a 45-degree angle, they will respond in a different way. And it's a matter of telling the horse, whatever you do is okay, but if you're negative, then I'm just going to put you to work. I'm going to send you away from me. And if you're positive, I'm going to invite you back in and make it really easy and wonderful when you're with me. And very soon, within 3 or 4 minutes, most horses will choose to be with you. And that opens the door for all sorts of going ahead in a gentle and non-violent way.
Well, it sounds magical, and it's kind of seeing it in action, or at least videotapes, DVDs, etc., seeing it in action. It is indeed magical, especially when you see a horse that, by all accounts, before you join up with them, are just totally sort of out of control or seemingly so, and then the transformation is stunning. So
Well, thank you, Duncan, because I'm on tour right now in England,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just passing the 7,000 horse mark for my career in public demonstrations.
Wow.
And so when you do that many horses and you can identify no failures, there must be something to it. And even the strongest detractor who wants the status quo, that is to say they want to use violence with horses,
mm-hmm.
even they will say, well, there's got to be something to it now. I don't know what it is, but these horses are responding to it.
Yeah, well, 7,000 horses later, yeah, you seem to be on the right track, certainly.
Yeah.
So let me just let our listener know, this is Talking Animals on WMNF. We're speaking with Monty Roberts. You can join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Monty, let me ask, to what extent have you or others who have learned the JoinUp from you applied it to other animals, whether exotic or otherwise?
Yeah, Duncan, quite extensively.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than 3,000 students around the world now and over 20 instructors licensed to teach in my concepts. So there's a building family of people that can do this. And I try at my demonstrations to give a chance to students to do it for the audience so that they can see that it can be done by others too. But in addition to that, there's people like Jan Fennell here in England who calls herself the dog listener.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a professional dog trainer before she saw my concepts in use and then changed her ways to use my concepts on dogs. I've worked with deer. and birds and fishes of all sorts. And there are a lot of people working with zoo animals moving over or transitioning to the kind of work that I do. So it's a vast, broad-based foundation of species right across the board. And believe you me, this includes human beings too.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment. But as you're describing this and the applications, including the zoo thing, I mean, the concept of allowing the animal free will to choose what they'll do and where they'll go, to me also greatly overlaps the kind of ruling principle that some of the better animal sanctuaries, ones where elephants live, come most immediately to mind.
Right. And there's a huge change, Duncan, going on in the world since my first book was published in 1996. The world of dealing with animals has just turned upside down, and there's far less violence today than there was 10 years ago. I'm on my 10th anniversary now, and it is amazing how no matter where I go in the world, somebody is there saying, "You're right, Mr. Roberts, and we're going a new way." And that's very gratifying.
For sure. And, you know, let's take a call, if you don't mind. There's someone here that's been holding for a bit. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
Hi, you're on WMNF with Monty Roberts on Talking Animals.
Hi, my name's Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi, I've got a question for Monty. I was just wondering, does starting a young horse with his methods affect his future performance, even if he goes into more traditional training after that?
Oh, Emma, absolutely. Is it Emma or I'm sorry, Caroline?
Caroline, right? Caroline.
Yeah, Caroline, it absolutely does. Look at my record. I've had 8 world champions, and they came from horses that weren't monsters in terms of their expense. Horses like Alleged, Horse of the World, twice in racing, and then Johnny Tivio and Night Mist and Fiddle Dior. All of those horses went into traditional disciplines and did really well. And recently, I have taken on the responsibility of working with Anki Grunsven. And Anki is a twice gold medal winner in the Olympics in dressage. And I'm working with her more as a psychological or mental coach. But it's the same. I mean, you've got to get yourself right before you get your horses right. And if you get the approach on the right track, then those horses will be moved to give you breakthrough performance. And when they are operating as a slave, too frightened not to, they will only give you a mediocre performance. Simple as that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for the call. Monty, we actually have an email question I'd like to offer you. Emailer writes, maybe horses don't even think in these terms, but do you think that horses enjoy being ridden, merely tolerate it, or have come to overcome a natural resistance to it?
Okay, my position on that question is that horses are very generous. They're ambitious. They want to work. They want to exercise. Nature put it in them that way, and they're used to living where they go 30, 40 miles a day just to survive. So when they're not putting out a lot of effort, and when we put them in stables and small fields and things, they're looking for something to do. And I believe firmly that they enjoy working if you get your work right. If they, every day when you tack up and you want to go do something, if they're put under demand and they're forced, then I don't think they enjoy it at all any more than we would. But if you get your work right, I think they do it willingly and they love doing it. And I watched a horse today that was doing his work unbelievably well, happy to do it, comes back to the stable, jumps and plays and gets his bath, and I think without that exercise in a day, he's a less happy horse.
Hmm. Great. Oh, thank you for that email, and we have another caller holding. Just want to remind people that there's a great website, MontyRoberts.com, that has all kinds of information ranging from his appearances. Again, Monty's in England at the moment, but kind of tracks his schedule for that. And there's a neat little feature called Ask Monty where you can write in a question, a horse obviously related question, and he will answer it and all kinds of other stuff. So that's MontyRoberts.com. Again, we are speaking with Monty Roberts, and you can too by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. In fact, we do have another call. Let's take that right now. Hi, you're on WMNF with Monty Roberts on Talking Animals.
Hello, this is Michelle
Hi.
Speaking. Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling from Monty School in California. We don't want to take up other listeners' time, but we wanted to say hello, and we miss him.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Tell hi.
Say hi and happy Valentine's Day to everybody for me.
I will do. All the students that are here just want to say a quick message to you, okay?
Sure.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Thank you very much. That's very nice.
That's very sweet.
All right, we're having a brilliant advanced course. Have a good demo. Finish up the tour well, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks so much for the call, Michelle. Monty, let me ask, before we move on to some other things, including something you alluded to before, but let me ask, in what kind of situations, I know you said that, we're on quite a run here where it has worked, but are there certain situations where just for one reason or another, join-up is less effective, and if so, why?
If indeed that's true, I haven't found it.
Okay.
I've worked with 70,000 horses in my career,
mm-hmm.
and I have not found any one of them that was less effective when dealt with in a traditional way than when dealt with in my concepts.
I see. Okay, so there's nothing that would in a horse's makeup or history or treatment previously to meeting up with you that would say, well, it worked, but it's sort of iffy. It sounds like it's
Duncan. If you put it couch it in those terms, I have to be careful because.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a horse that's been beaten up through his entire life and
sure.
he's just angry and hates people,
right.
then you want to be careful how you handle him, and you don't want to trust every move that he makes and just take chances by turning your back on him and things like that.
Sure.
I'm not saying that at
right.
all.
Right.
But what I am saying is that method that they used to intimidate this horse is less effective than the join-up method.
Mm-hmm.
When I work, let's say, at San Quentin, which I haven't done, but I've worked in a lot of prisons.
Mm-hmm.
When I work in prisons and I have to work with convicted felons, sometimes I work with mostly murderers. You don't want to just turn your back on them, but it doesn't mean that if life had treated them in a more fair way, that they would be in a different set of circumstances than they are now. And I'm working in these human things a lot, and we have a free newsletter on my MontyRoberts.com website, which allows people to track me. I'm 501c3, as you probably know.
Sure.
With my school and all of that, it's a nonprofit organization. And people can become familiar with my work by getting on that newsletter.
Great. Well, there's so many questions that I have, especially as you've alluded to, other applications for join-up, and I do want to come back to that, but the phones have really lit up, so I'd like to get some other callers involved in the conversation. So let's take another caller. Hi, you're on WMNF with Monty Roberts on Talking Animals.
Hi, my name is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
So I'm calling because I'm interested. I'm from the city. I'm now live in Tampa. I was originally from New York. Never had a horse. Don't know where to start. Want to get a horse and just have real affection for horses. And I've seen horses. Been around them and. I don't know where to start. I don't know if I should get a baby horse to kind of grow with the horse, and how much should I be paying?
Okay,
Jeff,
this is like manna from heaven for me for you to ask that question because you are the center of my universe. You are the one who's coming into this. You're the one that needs the information, and I'm here to give it to you. I've dedicated the rest of my life to the education of my concepts. And if you go on my website, you'll see that I have a DVD called Perfect Match, which is everything I know about the advice of getting a horse, buying a horse or leasing a horse or whatever. And I look into every aspect, the responsibilities and the pitfalls of all of this. And you can go through on my website and get that. And you'll be amazed at how many things you have to consider when you want to get into the business of riding horses and dealing with horses. It's a lot of fun, and it's more fun when you do it right than when you do it wrong.
That's exactly why, I called. I was so fascinated to hear that you were on, I really want to do the right thing. I really want to move in the right direction and be an advocate for the right.
Well, aren't you great? I I have a daughter named Debbie who has encouraged me to get this DVD out there for people who are just in your position. And it's just hot off the press. We sold out of it here the other night in England. They've got some new ones on their way for my next demonstration, and I'm excited about the potential for this. So check it out.
Okay, I'll follow your schedule. Hopefully maybe be able to meet you one day.
Thank you, Jeff. I look forward to it.
Thanks so much for the call, Jeff. Monty, gosh, we're sort of nearing the end of our time, and believe it or not. So while there's another call, some calls holding, I want to at least get a couple of my questions in because we've sort of brushed up against this a couple times. Maybe you could just address some of your other applications for JoinUp. I mean, you referred obviously to using it in prisons, and I know in the classroom and in the corporate world and even in medical clinics with autistic children. So I know that's a lot to cover in a incredibly short period of time, but whatever portion of that you think you could address, I'd love to hear about
that.
I think our listeners
will. Thank you, Duncan. Thank you very much for that opportunity, because it's a mission with me, and I'm excited about it. When I get off of this call, I'm on with Conuctai School District in Northern California. It's 3,200 students in 8 schools, and I'm on by video conferencing there, helping teachers to use my concepts in the classroom. It is amazing how these challenging environments, these challenging communities, have come around to this. In Birmingham, England, Kingshurst Junior School went from a failing school in 2000, put my concepts to work, and 4 years later, in September of 2004, they were declared a center of excellence. In the north of Australia, on Palm Island, I have some things going on there with the Aboriginal children that are absolutely phenomenal. They have changed dramatically through the same concepts that I use with horses, but the horses have been helpful instructors in getting these kids to come around. Also, Redfern School in Sydney, and I'm working with quite a few of the charter schools around the United States and even in Canada, and it really is working. I don't know much about autism. I respect it, and I work with it. But it isn't that I know a whole lot about it, but I can help those people who do know about it to more successfully address the issues of autistic people. Those kids have needs, and horses are essentially very close to the autistic human being. Most of the autistic clinicians will tell you that it's helped them a great deal.
Is that, Monty, because horses and other animals, as far as we know at least, tend to think in images, and a lot of autistic children do much the same? In other words, they don't necessarily have as much language as some of us might.
Exactly, Duncan, exactly. Horses need to be shown. They only respond to us, and autistic people do the same. They don't contrive. They don't have anything against us. They don't try to set out to create a trap for us.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they mirror and bounce off of our actions, and they read our gestures far more than they do our words. They don't want to hear words. And, you know, somebody said once that words aren't the loudest speech that we have, but that actions speak far louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
And in the autistic world, actions speak volumes more
for
than
sure.
words do. And so these kids want to have a safe place, and that's what children do, whether they're autistic or they're normal. They want to have a safe place. They want to have love. They want to be nurtured. They want to be educated. They want to learn. They want to grow up. They want to get big and smart. That's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And when we interrupt their growth and their development with violence, then we really put a monkey wrench in the process. And if we can just back up and be those things, find the needs of these animals and these children, and meet those needs, open up that education, give them a choice, it's unbelievable what kids will do.
Well, I think that's the perfect place to leave this. I wish we had more time, but hopefully we'll speak again at some point down the road. Monty Roberts, thank you so much for joining us again from England, no less. And I want to remind people one more time, it's MontyRoberts.com for all kinds of info. Thanks very much, Monty.
Thank you, Duncan. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you back there in America.
Likewise. Thanks again. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Monty Roberts, MontyRoberts.com. I'm Duncan Strauss. You are listening to Talking Animals on WMNF Tampa. And our show website is TalkingAnimals.net, which I hope you'll visit to sign up for our email list. Check out our archive shows and calendar of Tampa pet events. Make suggestions for future guests or topics. Check out written pieces, photos, and more. That's TalkingAnimals.net. It's time to proceed to name that animal tune, pretty much like any version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention. Except that, of course, the tunes here are always animal-related. There'll be a prize, a pair of tickets to see Lindsey Buckingham, who put a new record out after about 10 or so years absent. He'll be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall on March 7th. So, If you are the first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune, you will win. Let's name that animal tune on WMNF. Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air.
Oh, okay.
Locked up the barnyard with greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred. When he hollered, "Who there?"
Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name that animal tune?
Ain't nobody here but us chickens.
That's right. What's your name?
My name's Frank.
Okay, Frank, hold the line. I'll come back and get you after the show, and we'll get you your tickets for Lindsey Buckingham. Thanks for listening and playing Name That Animal Tune. Okay, we have a winner. Sorry if you called in, but anyways, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals and WMNF Tampa. The program airs monthly, specifically the second Wednesday of each month. So we'll be back March 14th when our guest will be Dan Peraro, who draws the nationally syndicated award-winning cartoon Bizarro and is a vegan, an outspoken animal rights advocate, and just generally cool, interesting guy. So I hope you'll join me then. Meanwhile, please visit our website, talkinganimals.net. Please sign up for the email list so I can let you know when this crazy show airs. All right? It's talkinganimals.net. Send an email to me at talkinganimals@AOL.com. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind others. Be kind to yourself. Happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. Please stay tuned for NPR News, followed by Democracy Now! We'll return for another edition of Talking Animals, again with guest Dan Peraro, March 14th on WMNF Tampa. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal song. This is Yes! With a piece called The Fish, right here on WMNF Tampa. Catch you next time. Thanks!